I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time now for today's Spotlight on Money, sponsored by Consumer Cellular. A little bit of creativity could help you save big money on that big holiday party. Secret Santas, donation drives, ornament exchanges, and white elephant gifts are just some ways to avoid breaking the bank. Business writer Jennifer Waters says you should find an acceptable spending level and stick to it.
You really do have to create a budget, plan ahead, focus on some low cost or free activities.
I'm Rob Hart.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Hi, Denny Long here. Join us every Saturday for the Home Improvement Show by Lindis Construction. Andy Lindis and I will be taking your home improvement questions both by phone and by text every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
If you're suffering from burning, tingling, or numb feet, you need to pay special attention as we discuss neuropathy with Carl of Aspire Integrated Health. What is neuropathy?
Peripheral neuropathy is actually nerve damage to the hands, feet, and legs.
And what are the symptoms?
The major symptoms are numbness, tingling, burning, muscle cramps, coldness in hands or feet, and problems with balance.
So is neuropathy treatable?
It is absolutely treatable, and we can get some great results.
Call 651-504-3333 today to schedule a nerve damage screening.
Your nerve damage screening will tell you if you're at risk for serious complications and if you're a candidate for our innovative treatment program.
Don't wait until your symptoms are so severe that nothing can be done. End-stage neuropathy leaves people confined to walkers, wheelchairs, and even amputations. Call 651-504-3333. The first 25 callers will receive a free nerve damage screening. Call 651-504-3333. Dr. Lindsay Gillen, D.C. Results may vary.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Time to find out how it's moving on the roads and what's moving in via the skies. This is Traffic and Weather Together on CCO, starting with a check of the commute.
We've got a crash on 94 westbound at Hennepin, blocking the right lanes. You're slow from before 35W. Then we have a crash 35W northbound near University Avenue. Still a crash working to clear 36 westbound at Lexington Avenue. It's over on the right shoulder with police on scene. And a stalled semi slowing things on 169 northbound at 49th Avenue. That right side is blocked with backups from 42nd. That's traffic. I'm Scott Ryan on News Talk 830 WCCO.
The team at Aquarius Home Services want to wish you the happiest of holidays. We also want to remind you to take care of your furnace and stay cozy warm this holiday season. Visit AquariusHomeServices.com and schedule your $29 furnace tune-up today.
Now, the latest conditions and the outlook for the next few days with your CCO forecast.
My guys, Dave's guys, plenty of others. Aquarius, they bring in the forecast. 17, get the Speedo out. It's lovely. How does, I don't know, 8 below sound tonight, all you winter lovers? Go for a jog. Tomorrow, just go, you know, get out there, jog. I haven't put on a lot of layers. Dave, how many layers will they put on tomorrow morning when it feels like 750 below?
Jason will come in here with a minimum of 8 layers. I'm confident in that.
Jason came in today with a very smart coat.
Smart, you say?
Yeah, from JH & Sons, which I like too. They're very good people there. I may take that jacket. I think it looks better on me. I got to be honest.
Probably would.
Yeah. All right. I think we're going to pick up on one part of the Andy Luger interview next. And you know, I guarantee you, in the next day or two, we'll talk more fraud. Like, somebody texted earlier, and I got to stop talking to you so far. You guys don't talk fraud. Every show on this station talks fraud, and I'm confident we've talked a ton of it with a number of outstanding guests. And by the way, more Republicans than Democrats on this topic, including, by the way, on the Democrat side, direct, specific questioning for the Attorney General on the topic. And we'd love to have the governor come on, but he doesn't come on the show anymore. Seems like he could make himself available. He has not. It's 41 past 1.
The Chad Hartman Show on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Okay, so let's pick up on the Dennis Rodman part of the Andy Luger conversation. And by the way, I believe Andy Luger would be fun at parties. I think he's one of those guys who you're thinking at first, button down, U.S. attorney. You know, he's unwilling probably to talk too many details.
Working for the feds.
Yeah, he's a fed. And all of a sudden he's telling you stories when he was the offensive lineman. He's with bands when they came up with their name. He's representing Rodman. I mean, come on.
Psychedelic furs, right?
Psychedelic furs. Yes. I text him occasionally and just say, how about another story?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Biggest Vikings fan there is.
Yeah. Diehard Viking fan, right? Wanted to go. I think he wanted to criticize the offensive line when he said, seemingly a good offensive line. We won't go there now.
He knows a couple things.
He's played the game.
Undefeated college career. Undefeated.
How much? Show me your resume.
Oh, it's undefeated as well. Unfortunately, there's no feated either.
Yeah, yeah. Well, backyard, it's a ball. I used to be tremendous. Now I got this. My shoulder's not good. You know why my right shoulder? Because I sleep so poorly and I sleep wrong, and then I got these goofy shoulders. I mean, I still could be more accurate than Brosmer and McCarthy, but I'm not Marino anymore.
That's too bad.
I'd have to kind of finesse it in there.
You still probably move better than Dan did in his latter years.
Wow. Achilles tendon humor. That's kind of tough.
Not Achilles tendon humor. I'm just saying he didn't move well.
No. He did
more
not.
Like 8 knee braces.
He did. Also was a high baseball draft choice. Remember that? Marino was like
remember that.
Third or fourth round. He was a great baseball player. Okay, so the Dennis Rodman incident. And again, I was telling you off air because I'm calling the game. I'm radio. That was when Kevin and I, if it was a cable game, I'm on TV. If it's an over-the-air game, Kevin's on TV. And a lot of time with the same analyst, whether it was Trent or Kevin or we'll have had so many good broadcasters. Like Quinn Buckner was tremendous. Greg Kelser. Tremendous. Len Elmore, tremendous. Double T, tremendous. Obviously, Jim Pete is brilliant. Michael Grady, Brian Seaman, Alan Horton. Just a long run, a great broadcast with me, my buddies I work with, Billy McKinney, JB Bickerstaff. Just a great run of broadcasters. That call, though, I had to delay at 3-4 because Flip was in front of me. Flip, get out of the way. I got to see a guy getting kicked in the groin. And you watch the video again where Gino says something. And then I think about 3-4 seconds later, Gino goes, this could be beneficial.
It's great. It's really good.
And he goes down like it's a bad acting class in like at Armstrong High School.
Your guy Gino, the cameraman, sitting on the floor,
yeah,
with his legs kind of outstretched,
yep,
just to the left of the basket. If you're looking,
yes,
from like the free throw
from
line.
Where I was, yeah.
Rodman is fighting for the rebound of a missed free throw with,
yep,
Garnett.
Yeah,
ball goes out of bounds. Rodman trips over Gino's legs, gives it like a couple seconds. He's probably saying something. You know, the camera's, yep, at Rodman's back. And then the big kick. And immediately Gino yells back something at him. You know,
right,
what the bleep are you,
yeah,
doing, man?
Rightfully so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can just see like a lilting ship in the ocean just slowly
tips goes down. Yes, yes.
Ah.
And I think his facial expression changes too, right?
Yes. Oh, yes, it does.
He goes so from good. Being mad, which, yep, all would be, to now, is my life in peril? Do I need HCMC to be here quickly?
Scoots his butt out a little bit more towards the floor so he could lay down completely prone almost.
How did they take him out? I was trying to remember. Was he able to walk out on his own? Or?
Ooh, I don't know that.
Because it absolutely delayed the game for a while. So tell me other bizarre moments at sporting events that stand out, okay? Because I have two that come to mind. Number one, and will be number one of all time, in my opinion, the Drew Pearson push-off of Nate Wright. You know me, cynical, smart aleck, I want the story. Drew Pearson pushed off, 100%. And Alan Page gets assaulted. There should have been a holding call. There is a bottle thrown from baseball side, right field, by someone my sister knew.
Really?
Yes, know that. Of course.
Whiskey bottle, right?
A whiskey bottle. Armin Terzian, right?
That sounds right.
I think it was, hits him in the head. We could use that guy right now. Is he available instead of JJ or Max Brosmer? Could he at least coach him up a little bit, tell Josh McCown to get out of here and Kevin O'Connell? Apparently that guy that we had that was the genius who went to the Jacksonville Jaguars, he's the real quarterback whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But think about that. You're watching a game and you're horrified by a call. By the way, again, another note in that game. Remember Fran's dad died during the game. Because my father was so close with Fran, we ate dinner at Fran's house that night. Not exactly a festive situation when the best offensive team in Vikings history, without a doubt, and they suffer that crushing loss, and that pales in comparison to his father, who passed away watching the game. So that's, well, maybe it's not number one, the more I think about it, just off the top of my head. There is a Gopher basketball game in 1972 in prime Muss era. Gophers, Ohio State Buckeyes, where Luke Whitty reaches out and was it, Google it for me, was it B. Hagen who reached out to him? I'm forgetting now. I should have looked this up. And all of a sudden, there is a knee to the groin, and it is a Donnybrook on the floor, Gophers, Ohio State, and it had been a very physical basketball game. I'm trying to remember who reaches down to and gives Luke Whitty the knee to the groin. Do you see that one while you're looking? Much lesser, nowhere near as violent. Chuck Knobloch, left field,
That's the one I was going to mention.
New York Yankees on Dome Dog Night.
May 2nd, 2001. Before you get to that, the gopher with the knee was Corky Taylor.
Corky Taylor. I was trying to remember if it was Corky or Behagen. Because
no, Taylor and Behagen, they were both suspended for the season.
Yep. There's footage of David M. Winfield. He's beating up people.
Behagen ran, who had already fouled out, ran onto the floor, stomped on Woody's head as he lay on the
court. Oh, it's frightening. Frightening. The Knobloch one was just bizarre, where obviously he had left. People were so mad how he left. This is when he can't throw across the diamond, so they got to move him to left field. And who comes out there and puts his armor on him?
TK.
TK. There wasn't a lot of love between the two of them at the time.
No.
But TK, common sense, rational human being, this is idiotic behavior that we're throwing hot dogs and other crap at Knobloch.
He's got to go out there a time or two, right, to plead with the left field fans to knock it off.
Casey's going nuts on the PA.
Now quit this.
Knock it off. You know? What else do you have for bizarre sports moments all coming about of our conversation with the former U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota?
As planned.
Who, as a guest, is not good. Is not very good. He is great. He is gold, and we're fortunate to have him on. Text away. 651-461-9226.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
John Stossel, who's still around, right? And Dr. David Schultz, remember when he's doing the wrestling report, and he was, Stossel can be a bit snarky.
Yes.
Very intelligent. At times could be very condescending. And Dr. David Schultz just smacks him, right? And some other ones outside of Minnesota. Like, does Herbeck and the Ron Gant thing, that's during the game, right? That doesn't count for a bizarre moment, right?
I mean, it was a bizarre moment of a play, certainly, but
the bizarre moment for me is who drove him to game three in Atlanta? Myself and Mark Ginther. We're going over there early. This is early fan days. And this is pre-Dan, right? I wasn't, Barrera and I started in the mid-92. And heck, for us to even go on the road, I mean, we had no budget. 611 Frontenac's only dump compared to this building, by the way. And he sees me, he goes, you going to the ballpark by any chance? I go, I am. Any chance I can go with you? And I think I said something like, as long as we don't get shot, yeah. And so Ginther drove, Herbeck's in the front seat, I'm in the back seat, and the fans were lined up there just going at him. But the good thing is, we got a pregame interview with him.
That's nice.
That was the deal. I said, okay, if we give you a ride, will you do pregame? And Herbeck's, I think he's smoking a cigarette, and he's being Herbeck. He goes, sure. Somebody talks about the Dave Forbes, Henry Boucher incident. I remember that night because I was at a Gopher Boilermaker, like triple overtime basketball game during the Michael Thompson, maybe pre-McHale era. But did you remember reading about that? Let's go to 50 of 50.
We can do that.
Dave Forbes with his stick attacks Henry Boucher. And that's when we had litigation.
Yep.
We had a court case about that
one. I remember the story. I was thinking Vikings and was it Bears on a Monday night at Huntington Bank Stadium, the frozen field that Chris Cluey was complaining about before the game, somebody's going to get hurt. And sure enough, Favre's head is just, it's still rattling off the frozen turf.
It was sad. Here's a great one. Northwestern coach Ricky Birdsong. Do you remember this one? When he walked out into the stands while he's coaching the game. He was in the stands. Google that one on the video. That was bizarre as can be. It's like Herschel running out of shoe. No, that's not what we're talking about. Now, I guess if you want to say infamous, that was his peak.
Hell of a play.
But that doesn't quite the same thing as a bottle thrown, hot dog. It's just a different category. How about a little CBS Ari and then our trader, Rena Sargentopoulos.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.